You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Thanks for joining us for the program. This hour of the show is presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the program brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. Experience the difference of true specialty care by going to Concord Orthopedics. For more information, check out concordortho.com. I'll be joined on the program by Dr. Doug Moran, who is also a team doctor for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. We're talking a little baseball here on the program today with Chris Sale going to see Dr. Andrews, who Dr. Moran has worked with, and also a lot of the precaution that's taken around pitchers, particularly in baseball, raises some frustration for fans. We'll talk about why that takes place. Dr. Moran, it's always good to see you.
Nice to be with you, Chris.
Let's start with Chris Sale. He goes down to see Dr. Andrews yesterday on Monday, and there was a lot of concern that perhaps he was going to have Tommy John surgery. So take us through what Tommy John surgery is and why there is such a concern for pitchers with any inflammation in regards to their elbow.
That's a really good question, Chris. I think the easiest way to explain that to everyone is the typical picture that one will see of a pitcher in mid-stride coming toward the plate. You'll see the shoulder out to the side, and you'll see the elbow almost parallel with the ground. Now, I invite anyone to try to do that. It is almost impossible. You might be able to get your hand from straight up in the air to halfway toward parallel to the ground. But that's about it for most of us. These pitchers get their arm parallel to the ground, their forearm parallel to the ground, and that creates an amazing amount of stress on the inside of their elbow. And then as they accelerate, the stress on that elbow becomes remarkable, such that I sometimes can't believe every pitcher doesn't have ulnar collateral ligament, which is the official name of the ligament that Chris Sale's worried about. It should be known, importantly, the only reason I can talk about this situation is I have no real information on Chris Sale's injury specifically. So I'm speaking in generality, but indeed, it's been in the press that he's there for his ulnar collateral ligament. So that ligament on the inside of your elbow, as you start forward, has an amazing amount of stress, and that's why they give out a lot, because that has chronic stress, and it gets stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched. I remember any of your listeners old enough to remember Frank Viola. Mm-hmm. He was one of the only pitchers who had an acute ulnar collateral ligament rupture. First, I was watching the game, and he was a lefty. And as he started coming forward, his ulnar collateral ligament failed him. And the ball literally went over the dugout. Mm-hmm. And then he grabbed his elbow and walked off the mound. Typically, the injury is more of a wear and tear thing, that you have hundreds of thousands of fibers in that ligament. They get stretched, and some get stretched, then they heal. Then they get stretched, and some don't heal. Then they get stretched, and more don't heal. And then it gets to the point where a majority of them are stretched, a majority of them are inflamed, a majority of them are sore. And that's when you not only get chronic pain, but pitchers start losing their effectiveness. And I think Chris Sale, the Chris Sale that we remember last year, was remarkably effective. And as a matter of fact, I think he just reached 2,000 strikeouts quicker than anybody but five pitchers, all of whom are in the Hall of Fame. So he's incredibly effective. When he loses a little effectiveness, then he's ordinary, and pitchers don't like to be ordinary when they have the talent of Chris Sale.
So that is not an injury that can occur via physical contact. If someone gets hit in the elbow, you have a car accident or something of that nature, it's just a pure wear and tear type of injury, or can it occur in different ways?
That injury really can occur with trauma. I guess if one had one's hand out the window and wasn't paying attention and the car hit a stop sign, yes, I think it could rupture acutely. But never seen that, and we've seen scores of ulnar collateral ligament injuries which are attritional, sort of a wear and tear thing, like the tread on your tire. But in this case, they're fibers of a ligament. It usually occurs over a long period of time. We are seeing more and more young players with ulnar collateral ligament pain, and That is because of overuse injury. Just too many repetitions of that violent motion on that arm. Actually, Dr. Andrews, with whom I trained, said something that I'll never forget. He said that a baseball pitcher pitching from the mound is the most violent, repetitive action in sports. And at first, I was incredulous because it doesn't seem that terribly violent. What about a running back or a linebacker or a rugby player? But they get hit differently every time. They don't get, it's not the same structures every time with that amount of velocity. So it really does make a lot of sense when you think about it, that that's a repetitive violent injury. And it just is attritional, it's wear and tear.
That is Dr. Doug Moran here at Concord Orthopedics. This hour, the program presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics. And you referenced before the amount of wear and tear that a pitcher puts on their shoulder, their elbow, and their wrist, really, as well, during each outing. And I think that that largely explains the concern and how teams are extremely careful in how they deal with pitchers. David Price has a cyst on his wrist right now, and that was going to limit his effectiveness. So he was out for a period of time. He's going to throw a bullpen today and then might be back in the short term. But teams, whenever a pitcher has concerns, it seems, about a shoulder, wrist, or elbow, any sort of inflammation or pain, it seems that they are more cautious than not. And it would appear that that's because, as you referenced, there, at any given point in time, there could be an issue because of the type of stress that they're placing on those aspects of the body.
Absolutely. And the difference between an ordinary pitcher and a pitcher who signs a mega deal is often not talent. Sometimes it is. Sometimes there are unique talents. But there are a lot of pitchers signing great big major league contracts who had the same talent as somebody who didn't get there, but the latter person got hurt, has a chronic injury, had surgery and didn't get back. Even Tommy John surgery, 60% of those pitchers will get back to their previous level, but that's 60, that's not 96. So a lot of these injuries have to do with luck. And these pitchers, once they get to a level where they're that good, where they're all-star pitchers, where they have World Series rings, where they're an ace in a rotation, they are a commodity. You can't get another one of those. So they get shut down. On the minor league level, when we have a prospect who has an injury or is rehabbing, they are on super strict pitch counts. Typically in the major leagues, and most frequently in all the leagues, there's a sense of too many pitches. For example, remarkably, you'll see pitchers removed from major league games in the eighth inning when they're pitching a no-hitter if they already threw 115 pitches. And a no-hitter is a remarkable achievement, but they don't want them to finish the game because they'll have to throw 135, 140 pitches, and that's a real risk factor, and they want them for the next game and the next game and the next game. So strict pitch counts are employed a lot because we know that there are certain limits above which the wear and tear starts to get more and more at risk to be permanent.
How do you consult with pitchers or teams consult with pitchers in regards to pitching through pain? And we've talked about this before where if you're in the World Series and your shoulder is barking at you a little bit, you may pitch through that as compared to if it's May. So what is generally the advice for a pitcher when you're having any sort of pain in those key areas?
That's a really good question. I think for any young pitcher who has aspirations to be a D1 college pitcher or a major league pitcher, really should be very cautious about pain. And it does depend on the time of the year. And sometimes you need a study to make sure one is not doing irreparable harm. So if a 17-year-old pitcher has shoulder pain and he's had it for 4 or 5 days and there's one more game, that's reasonable to let him pitch if he doesn't hurt too much, because the odds of his having a rotator cuff tear or something for which he's going to need surgery or that will sideline him for the rest of his life is very, very small. But still, there's some risk. I've dealt with some prospects before who want to take no risks, who will take a whole half a year off because they have some pain and their eye is on a big prize and they don't want to take any chances. Anytime you're playing in pain, you're playing at risk. The one way I'm usually able to convince young athletes to back off in that situation and not participate is that they probably won't be effective. And if they're not effective, then their team's going to lose. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to make them feel good.
Dr. Moran, it's always great to see you.
Nice to be with you, Chris.
Dr. Doug Moran here on Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. This hour of the program presented by the Prescription Center and that segment of the show brought to you by Concord Orthopedics.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.